Duke Energy says it needs North Carolina customers to pay more for power. It's requesting the North Carolina Utilities Commission approve a 9.7% utility rate increase that would go into effect early this fall. For the average residential customer, this will translate into a monthly increase of $14.27 per 1,000 kilowatt hours. Several grassroots groups oppose the rate hike and are organizing Triad residents to protest. This evening at 6:30 at the Community Arts Cafe in Winston-Salem, people can learn how to communicate compelling personal stories explaining why higher utility rates will be a hardship. Sammy Slade is a community organizer with NC Warn. He says instead of increasing rates, Duke Energy should invest more money to help residential customers better weatherize their homes.
In North Carolina, we put out a study showing that if Duke Energy allocated $20 million a year for 10 years, we would be able to weatherize all low-income homes in North Carolina. And what that would represent is a significant reduction in the pressure for building new power plants, which is already a demand that is stagnant, if not dropping.
But Duke spokeswoman Lisa Parrish says the rate hike is paying for crucial upgrades the company has already made.
They're paying for our new Dan River combined cycle plant. It's a natural gas plant that does the job of three older, less efficient coal plants that we've now been able to retire. The capital cost for Dan River is $673 million. We have Cliffside Steam Station, Unit 6. It's an 825-megawatt coal plant that employs state-of-the-art emission controls. It removes 99% of sulfur dioxide, 90% of nitrogen oxide, and 90% of mercury. It's a high-efficiency, technologically advanced plant. It burns less coal per megawatt hour of electricity than most other coal units in the country. Capital cost for Cliffside is $863 million. We've also got some new safety and security measures that have been installed to continue to protect our Oconee Nuclear Station from extreme conditions or natural disasters. The capital cost is $448 million. And finally, the other big part of this rate increase is upgrades that have been made to McGuire Nuclear Station to make it more efficient and increase the amount of carbon-free electricity it produces. The capital cost is $203 million.
According to Parrish, this is the last of three rate hikes Duke Energy announced in 2008 it would need to pay for plant improvements. Since 2010, the average consumer utility bill has increased by about $12. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.